Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I've got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the love of Jesus, down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Well, welcome, everyone. This is Sister Mary Armstrong coming to you with a word and a prayer from a lay member. I'm glad to have you with me today. We're going to be talking to you from John, the 17th chapter on sanctification. That's our topic. And we're glad to have you today with us. Word and a prayer in the eyes of a lay person. And like I said, my name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I hope it'll be something that can be said that will encourage you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. So first pray and give glory to God. Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, thanking you for this another day that you have allowed us to come to you. We love you today, Lord, because you've been so good to us. We thank you, God, for allowing us to open up our eyes and be able to see, oh, God, another day that you have made. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for yet having a mind to walk before you with a clean heart. We thank you today, God, for giving us breath, your breath to breathe, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for just watching over us through the night, Lord, letting us wake up one more time. For someone didn't wake up this morning, God, and they went into eternity. But, Lord, we ask you just to let us walk before you with a clean heart. Help us to be able to say what you would have us to say. We ask you to touch the ones' ear hearts, God, that tuned in today, God, that something would be able to be said that can encourage those that's tuned in, Lord, that we may be able to walk a closer walk with you. Lead, guide, and direct us, God. We ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Like I said, we're going to be coming to you today from the 17th chapter of St. John, talking about sanctification. And that's something that we all need. Once we get converted, we change our direction that we were going in. We get saved and we change our direction. We quit walking with Satan and we walk with Jesus Christ, because that's why he came into the world, that we might be saved, praise God, because we didn't have no hope on our side. But once he came into the world and he fixed it where we could have a right to the tree of life, and we had to ask God, ask for forgiveness, oh, God, because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so once we asked to be forgiven from our sins and we repent of our sins, Jesus forgives us. And therefore, we can walk hand in hand with the Lord. But that's not all we have to do. It's two works of grace. His salvation is complete deliverance. But once we ask him to forgive us our sins, we ask him to sanctify us. We have to ask him to sanctify habits that we have picked up as we been growing up. God, we picked up habits. We may have picked up habits of lying. We may have picked up habits of smoking. We may have picked up habits of drinking. And some of us may have not picked up those habits. But we may have had the wrong attitude and just different things of the world that we have picked up ourselves. We have to ask God to clean us up spiritually, clean us up. We might have had the wrong attitude and not liked people and had words we may have said that we shouldn't have said. And we have to ask God to sanctify us and clean us up. Because the word of God said the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only the Spirit of God can search our heart and take out that stony heart of flesh. So we got that sin of Adam in us, and it has to take out that stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. So we have to ask God to take out that stony heart and give us a heart of flesh, and he has to come in and sanctify us wholly. So therefore, we have to ask God to show us if it's anything in there. And as we begin to ask God, we lay things down. It might be things we're wearing. You know, some people, they like to wear these short dresses and things and put on things that's not like the Lord. We have to come away from the worldly stuff and start dressing moderately. That's the way a Christian's supposed to dress, moderately. And it's things that we put on that we have to pull off. And it's stuff that places we used to go when we was in sin that we don't go there anymore. And so we have to ask God to direct our path once we get saved. We have to ask him. It's music we might have used to listen to, that we can't listen to that music anymore. It's things on TV that we used to like to look at. We can't look at those things anymore. It's just different things when you're in sin that you used to do that you might think, well, it's no harm in that. But once you get saved, you have to quit doing those things. No harm things that people say, well, there ain't no harm in that. But once you get saved, the Spirit will let you know, no, you can't do those things. And as the Spirit lets us know those things, we have to put those things aside. That's sanctifying yourself. Like some people think, it's okay to sip a little wine. It's okay to go to parties. It's okay to still hang with my friends I used to hang with when I was out there in sin. But if you still hang with those friends, you'll pick up those habits that they still doing. And you, and those words you used to say, they'll slip out, and you'll be saying those words. You can't hang with the sinner man once you get saved, because you'll still pick up those habits that they doing. So you have to come away from those things and quit doing those things once you get saved. Because you are a new creature in Christ, you have to begin to read your Bible. You have to begin to go to church. Or you don't have to go to church all the time. Or you just go to prayer service. You'll begin to want to go to Sunday school. You'll want to be around Christian people. Instead of hanging out with your friends, where you hang out with your friends on Friday night, you can't hang out with them on Friday night. You can't do a lot of things when you was in sin because your desires change. That's what the sinner man don't understand. Your desires change once you get saved, and you don't want to do the things you done when you were in sin. And like where you might have used to drink beer, well, you don't drink those things anymore. Even if you had a job selling beer, you can't continue to keep that job selling beer. If you used to like to get with the boys or your friends playing cards, you don't get to do that anymore because that's wrong. Or it ain't no harm in playing cards. Yes, it is. That's of the world. People may say, oh, that ain't nothing wrong with that. It is wrong with that. That's of the world. You can't continue to walk with the world hand in hand and walk with God, because that's things of the world. And sipping a little wine, no, that's wrong. You can't do those things. Wearing shorts, that's wrong. You can't do those things. That's of the world. Wearing your little mini skirts like you might have used to wear, that's of the world. You can't do those things because you serving God now. And you on the Lord's side. You dress different. You can't do the things that you used to do, because that's sanctifying yourself as putting away the things that you used to do. And that's because God is showing you what you have to put away in order to be his child or to be his son, just like the brothers, things they can't do either. It's not just on the sisters. It's things the brothers can't do either. They can't hang with the boys. They can't go out and hang with the boys like they used to do if they doing things of the world. They have to get with the men of God and hang with them and teach them how to do. If they married, they need to talk with the men where they teach them how to treat their wives. The mothers need to teach them how to treat their wives, their husbands. It's things you need to be taught when you're serving God. Because it's a difference in living for the Lord and living for the devil. And it's a good life. It's a good life living for God. And I've got help on the line, too. And the mic is open. I got some sisters on the line. But I'm going to give you another scripture. I'm going to give you 1 Peter, the first chapter and the 22nd verse. Let's go to 1 Peter. The first chapter, 22nd verse, it tells us here, being ye have purified your souls and obeyed the truth, go through the soul also unto unfrightened love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. You and that love will grow. Where you used to hate one another, where you used to want to talk when somebody treats you bad, you love them. Got to put love in your heart. You ain't always going to have the last word. You can walk away when somebody talk mean to you. You can walk away. You don't have to have the last word. And then listen what it says, Richard, because Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. And let me read the scripture. Let me read the scripture now. We in 17th chapter of St. John. We're going to start at the 13th verse. And now come I to thee. He's talking to God. As Jesus talking to the Father. And these things I spake in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word. He's talking about his disciples. Because he's getting ready to go to the cross, and he's going to have to leave the disciples. I have given them thy word, and the world has well hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. That's why when we get saved, he don't just take us to paradise. We here to be a witness, to witness to someone else to be saved. They are not of the world, even if I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. And that's why I just read you 1 Peter 1:22. As thou hast sent me unto the world, even so have I sent them unto the world. And for their sake, look at what Jesus is doing. He's our greatest example. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they also may be one, as thy Father are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Listen, and then he goes back to verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thy name with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Okay, then he goes down, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have glorified, I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and thou in them. He loved his disciples, and he prayed for them before he went to the cross. And just like he loves us, and he prayed for us too. You see, we left us here that we might help bring disciples into the kingdom, people into the kingdom. So therefore, we are witnesses. That's why he wants us to be sanctified. We sanctify ourselves by pulling off, putting down those things that we have picked up, and that he might take out that stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. And then we're ready to receive the Holy Ghost. And he said, after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall have power. Praise our God. Power to heal the sick. Power to cast out devils. Power. We got power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power to do the work of the Lord. You need to be sanctified. Praise God. That's just being saved is not enough. The saints of God, the Christians need to go farther than being saved. They need to be sanctified that they might get the Holy Ghost and receive power. Now, I got help on the line, I believe. The line's open now. If you want to say something to encourage somebody, you feel free right now to help me out. You can help me out here. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. I thank God for everything that has been said thus far, and it's true.
Lord.
Because Jesus did sanctify himself, although he didn't need to be sanctified. But it was an example and a pattern that we should follow.
Yes, it was.
Because
he
is our example.
He's our example.
Everything that he did to please him that sent him, and that was the Father. And so,
yes, it was.
There, as it was said, there are two works of grace, which are conversion, and that's repentance, and sanctification. And then she brought something out that Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, ye shall have power. Listen, you don't get the power until you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
That's a gift.
When you sanctify yourself, God will come in because you have that Adam nature in you. And it's not going to go anywhere until God sanctify you wholly. And he will sanctify and take that Adam nature, because we're all Adam's children. He created all of us. And when Adam ate the forbidden fruit, he brought death on all of us.
Yes, he did.
When you sanctify yourself and done everything that you know to do, because the Holy Ghost is a guide.
Yes, it is.
And the Holy Ghost will lead you. And see, God uses it to, it will convict you. It'll let you know what you should and shouldn't do.
Yes, it will.
But if you obey the Holy Ghost and you go ahead and you put those things and lay them aside, and you've done all that you couldn't do, the Holy Ghost, God will give it to you. It'll come. Because in the Old Testament times, his Holy Spirit, they rested on men. But now we're living in a new dispensation. And
that's right.
The Holy Ghost now dwells on the inside. It goes down in the inside of us.
Yes, it does.
And once you have sanctified yourself and God sanctified you wholly, takes that Adam nature out of you. Listen.
Yes, Lord.
As you continue to serve him and do what is right, no good thing will he withhold from you. And he will
he
not
won't.
Hold the Holy Ghost from him. Glory to God, I'm a witness to that.
Because
he didn't hold it from me. He didn't hold it from my sisters and my church
right.
family, some of my church
Hallelujah.
Family.
Hallelujah.
So it's necessary. It's necessary for
necessary.
You, for everybody. You say, well, so-and-so don't have it. Well, the reason they don't have it is because they don't want it, maybe. But if you really want to obey the word of God, you're not going to do it your way.
You
will
do
it the way that the word of God tells us to. And there is two works of grace, conversion and sanctification. And then he's going to give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the thing about the Holy Ghost, once he gives it to you, that's when you have the power. The
That's
power
right.
on the inside. He has set you apart. You've got power to do the will of God.
Man.
Just like
Man.
The disciples had power. Before they got the Holy Ghost, listen, they were running and hiding, and they were so scared of what the Romans were going to do to him. But listen, when the Holy Ghost come upon them, listen, they began, I'm telling you, when they began to speak with tongues and with understanding and they didn't care about all the nations that was in the city of Jerusalem. They stood up, and they began to preach the word of God. And I want everybody to be saved, too.
Yes.
I want everybody to be saved. I don't want nobody to be lost. I don't want nobody to go to hell.
Lord, no, Lord.
We can't do what we want to do. We got to do it the Bible way.
The Bible
and the Bible way is. The Bible way is you have to sanctify yourself first.
Sanctify yourself.
And once you sanctify yourself, God will sanctify you wholly. Because he's
sanctify
a holy God.
He's a holy
and he
God.
Wants his people to be holy.
Yes,
he does.
Yes, he does.
So,
yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I think Sister Armstrong, because she's telling the truth. And
God.
All we can do is teach and tell you sound doctrine.
Praise God.
We're not
going to
tell you nothing wrong because that's
Lord.
The word.
It's
and
the
word is true. And I encourage everybody that want to go to heaven that
Praise
is saved.
God.
Don't stop there.
Keep
don't
on stop
going.
There.
Keep going forward.
Keep going.
You made the first step. Now go ahead and sanctify yourself.
Yes, Lord.
So that God can sanctify you wholly.
Praise
and then
God.
He's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost, and you're going to have power from on
high.
Consecrate. He will consecrate you and set
you apart. Set you apart. Praise God. Praise God. And I have another scripture. 12th chapter of Hebrews says, wherefore sin we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily set us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We have to lay aside every weight. Sin is a weight. We have to lay it aside. Sin got going to enter into the kingdom. We have to lay aside every weight. Or when you're in a race, you can't run with weight hanging on. If you look at people in a race, they're not weighted down with a lot. They got on the least they can have on, and they're running a race. Sin will weigh you down. You have to lay aside every weight and run this race. And we can't run this race with sin hanging on us. We have to lay it aside. And we have to run this race that God has put us to run. And we have to run. So anything weighing us down, we have to lay it aside. And ask God to help us. Praise God. Ask God to search your heart. I asked him, Lord, you search my heart. Turn the searchlight from heaven on my soul. And if you see anything in there that shouldn't be, you bring it to surface, God, and forgive me, Lord, because I don't want nothing in my heart that's not like you. Because no sin is going to enter in.
I said, Lord, if I've committed the sin of omission or commission, that's something I should have done that I didn't know, or something I didn't do that I should have done, Lord. Forgive me. If I said something I shouldn't have said, forgive me, Lord. So we don't know where death is. We have to be pure before God. So, Lord, search my heart. Turn the searchlight from heaven on my soul. So we have to be real before God. We stand before him naked. We have to be real. Anyone else got something they'd love to say? You're free to say it.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Or good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Just want to touch base on something you said. You were talking about the difference and stuff, the wearing the clothes and stuff. You have to be different. You have to show a difference in your surroundings and your intake, your outtake of your life. You have to show a difference. You can't be worldly and think you want to have it. That is not working.
No.
You've got to show a difference in your manner and your aspect and your surroundings. You have to explore the truth. You have to be of truth. You have to be founded. You have to make sure that you show a sure difference in everything.
That's right.
Your dress.
That's right.
Your attitude. Your making.
That's right.
Your support systems.
That's right.
You got to show a difference.
You have to show a difference. It is right. You have to be, we're not like the world. He said, love not the world nor the things of the world. We can't get caught up in the world. Everything the world does, we can't get caught up in everything that the world is doing. We can't get caught up
That's
in that.
True.
It's a difference. It's a difference between the world and what we're supposed to be like. We can't get caught up in that. It's a difference. Praise God. It's a difference, and the Spirit of God will let us know. When we're wrong, it would let us know when we're wrong. Now, you can override it if you want to, but we don't supposed to let it, we don't supposed to override the Spirit, because it'll let us know if we're wrong. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
So it is a difference in the world and the Spirit of God. Praise God. If you're on the Lord's side, the Spirit of God will let you know. So we have to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh, because the flesh wants the things of the world. The flesh wants the things of the world. But if we are a child of God, we're supposed to want the things of the Spirit. That's what we're supposed to want, the things of the Spirit. Anyone else on the line, you can feel free to talk. Feel free. With your opinion, we will listen. You got the mics open. Feel free, please feel free.
So time is winding up. The
signs are in the land. Jesus is speaking. The signs are in the sand. Anyone else want to speak?
Well, I'd like to give honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thanking God for the message that you brought, because, you know, our Christian, we can't, you know, when we're struggling in our own strength, we can't make it. We have to have the strength that God gives us. And, you know, I just thank God, because we got to look to him for our health and our strength. And, you know, he keeps us clothed in our right mind. And I'm so thankful to have him in my life. And, you know, it's so good to put the word out, because there's so many of our young people, they don't know who the Lord is. And some of the old ones, they don't either. But it's time to know who the Lord is. He is our Savior. He is our life. He is our help. He is our strength. And, you know, we as Christians, he brought us a mighty long way, because destruction is in the land.
But we got to look to him. There's so much going on in the world today, but he said these things would happen. He said for us to look up and for us to be encouraged, but we got to lean on him and put all our trust in him. So today, it's the day of salvation. If we want Jesus Christ, we want to be changed. We can talk about the dressing or whatever, but having Christ in our lives, he will lead us, he will guide us, he will teach us how to dress and how not to dress. And all our health and our strength, glory be to God, it comes from him. And we got to lean on him, and we got to trust him. But most of all, we got to study the word of God, because in the word of God, there is a hiding place. He will show us. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will let us know what to do, and we're not to speak. Sometimes we can speak to a person, and we can hurt them, but we got to be careful. We got to be led by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God, because he's a righteous God, and he's a holy God. And you know what? He loves everybody. He cares for everybody. He'll make a way, hallelujah, out of no way. But we got to trust him. For today is the day of salvation. He said, harden not the heart. Glory be to God. Sometimes people think they know it all. They get in a position. I'm this and I'm that. But we're nothing without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust in him like never before. We're living in some of the last days. Days I've never seen before. But glory be to God. He woke me up this morning. And I'm cold, hallelujah, in my right mind. And I give him the thanks. And I give him the glory each and every day. Because without him, I could not have woke up. Lord, oh God Almighty, he takes care of us. He is our Savior. He hung on the cross. They hung him high. And they stretched him wide. Glory be to God. And they put all the thorns in that crown. Lord, have mercy. In his hand. And he didn't say a mumbling word. He could have called a whole host of angels. But glory be to God. When he told God, the Father, he said there wasn't nobody worth it. He said, I'll go down and I'll redeem man. And that's what he did. Lord God Almighty, we're serving an awesome God, a holy God. Lord God Almighty, we wish that everybody would be saved. But it's not in our hand. It's in his hand. That's why we got to give him the praise, give him the thanks, and give him the glory each and every day. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. He wants us to rejoice and be glad in it. Pray for me and my sister, Lord. I enjoyed everything. God bless you.
Praise our God. Praise our God. We thank God for everyone on the line. And we thank God for his word, because we live in a time now where men and women, a lot we know everyone's not going to be saved. But we know God knows those that are his and those that's yet to come in. And we just praying for our loved ones. We don't want no one to be lost, because we just a breath away from death. We just pray. And just like the rich man and Lazarus, when you're going to be conscious, you're going to be aware of what's going on. But once you die in your sins, hell and then the lake. But if you die knowing Jesus Christ, paradise, you'll wake up in paradise. We, as the people of God, we know the way. And we don't want no one to be lost. So we just have to continue to pray one another, and just think, God, make sure and very sure that our anchor holds and grips that solid rock, because we know that we are living in the last of the last days, and we have to be ready, because we don't know where death is. We don't know when God's going to tell Jesus to come to get his people. But God is long-suffering, but the end coming. And we must be ready to go. But we thank God for the podcast. We thank God for everyone that has joined on the line. And we hope somebody's eyes have been opened up. We hope someone have been encouraged to follow Jesus. Because we are doing judgment work. And we don't want nothing said to
to discourage them, but we want to encourage them because we must obey the Spirit of God. And the Word of God said you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. That's what he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus didn't understand. He said, how can I be born again when I'm old? Can I enter in the second time into my mother's womb and be born? But Jesus told him, you have to be born of the water and of the Spirit. But just being saved is not enough. God's going to take you right then. But if you're going to live in this world, you need to be sanctified. Two works of grace and then the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And that's the power. Because he said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall have power. And we know Peter and John, when they went up to the beautiful, they used that power. That man that was lame, sat at the gate of beautiful, they used that power. Because he was sitting there expecting to receive alms. And Peter and John looked on him. They said, look on her. And said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he was looking for money, but honey, he got more than money. He rose up. He took him by the right hand, and he got up. He jumped. Got up and leaping and went into the synagogue with him, leaping and walking. Praise God.
He's a healer. He's a healer.
He used what he was healed. They used that power. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Praise God. Fogan said in the Bible days, then the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost rested on you. But honey, when Jesus came, went back to glory, he sent the Holy Ghost and it rested. It went down and honey, it goes down in you now. Praise God. And he said, after the Holy Ghost comes, honey, you shall have power. Praise God. And I thank God for that power.
From the Lord.
Praise God. And we have to use that power. Prayer is power. Praise God. When we pray, use it. Praise God. Use it. Praise the Lord. Shall have power. Praise the Lord. So we're supposed to use that power that God gave us and walk according to the God. Living that
led
life. Praise God. Living that life and led by the power of God. And he will use us. God, as we go through this life, we do what God tells us to do. I thank God for everyone on the line. Praise God, because he's real. This is not a fake thing. Praise God. Like one of the brothers, we used to go to Temple Rescues. He said, if you want a play toy, you go to the Five and Dime, because this is not a play toy. This is nothing to play with. Praise God.
It's real.
God, Jesus, he's real. Praise God. He's coming back, just like he said he would. He's coming back. Praise God. And we're going to leave this whole world. Praise God.
I'll be ready.
Praise the day before he sent water, but next time it's going to be fire. Praise the Lord. And we give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Praise God. Praise God. But no one else on the line has anything else to say. We're going to close. But we give God the honor, the praise, and we thank God for just being in the midst of us today, because he's real today. God is not dead. He's still alive, because he's alive in us.
Glory to God.
And we give God the glory and the praise. Praise our God. Praise God. We're going to ask Sister, we're going to ask one of the sisters if they would close us out at this time. Anyone that feel led to pray, we ask you to close us out. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone? Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God, our gracious Heavenly Father. Lord God Almighty,
yes,
we give you the glory. We give you the honor.
Oh,
we say thank you,
Lord.
For you are good. Your mercy endures forever. And we praise you today and thank you for this podcast. We thank you for the one that, God, and everyone that participated in this podcast. And thank you for sound doctrine today. Because because it was the Word of God, and we know that the Word of God never changes. It stays the same. We thank you, God, and we pray that somebody's soul has been blessed. That somebody has been tried, living in the pardon of the sin, that they may decide glory to God, that I want to be saved. Not only just being saved, but I want to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, we pray that it will be a blessing to somebody that heard today. Because it's the truth. God, you are not dead. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you were dead, our life wouldn't be worth living. But I'm so glad that you live. Hallelujah, that you are alive. And I thank you, God, for what you mean to me. And I ask you to bless everyone on the podcast. Bless our churches. Bless our families. Bless our loved ones. Glory to God, and help us you to run this race. You know who continue to speak and pray. Help us continue to do what is right. Because without you, we can't do nothing. For in you we live and move and have our being. God, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the flowers. Thank you,
yes, Lord,
for all that you've done. For what you're doing right now.
Yes,
for what you're going to do. We pray this
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Jesus, yes,
hallelujah,
Lord, yes,
the Holy
Lord.
One.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, yes, Lord. And we say shalom to everyone and have a blessed God.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.